Paul, with the weather we're having, I'm assuming that it's Damn the Torpedoes and Straight Ahead for the third annual student faculty holiday art sale at the Clemens Fine Arts Center Gallery at WKCTC.
Well, it certainly is. As they say in the business, on with the show, I suppose. So, no, we're certainly looking forward to hosting this event this weekend. We have certainly well over 1,000 works of art on display and for sale by our students and faculty at Paducah School of Art and Design. And we also have on Sunday, we have we collaborate on this event with Norm Wergler in the music department there. We also have his community chorus holiday concert, which is Sunday at 3 o'clock. So it's a big weekend for us out at the community college and in the Clemens Fine Arts Center.
So concert goers can browse and buy ahead of the music. That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, well, we close the show down. We close our event down during his program, of course, out of courtesy for that. And we all like to sit in on it and enjoy that as well. But, yeah, our event begins Saturday morning at, I think, 10 o'clock. And runs through 6 in the evening and then begins again at Sunday and runs through 3 o'clock. And then again, after Norm's event, we make some sales as well.
Well, tell me about the music. We'll start there and then we'll start looking at some art with you.
Okay. Well, I can't really speak for Norm. I know he does a great job every season, and they do a variety of holiday carols. And, of course, it is the community chorus, so there are people from throughout the region as well as people who work for the college. And it's always a really, really beautiful, it's sort of amazing event. And people have the sort of nerve to go on stage and do this and have such beautiful voices and bring those things together, right?
And the Clemens Fine Arts Center Theater is just comfortable and beautiful.
Yeah, it's perfect for that. And I think we have, again, with the student sale, the holiday sale up front, we have a certain sort of the perfect segue into that event.
Okay, let's see if we can give a spirit of the sale.
Well, the sale encompasses artwork from all of the different disciplines that we teach, as well as some things that people do who are our students, either current students or former students. So we open the event to all of those people who have a history with us. And so there are paintings, there are drawings, there's photographs. There's a ton of ceramic works because these people have been very successful at selling there in the past 2 years. So this is our third year. And so we have a super selection of beautiful things that are in ceramic arts. From traditional objects, like cups and teapots and that sort of thing, and vases and bowls, to sculptural works in clay as well. And it's just gobs and gobs of them, and as we sell them, they just get replaced, and this thing goes on for days as it is. Hopefully things will be back as they should be by Saturday and certainly by Sunday. So we're open. As the college is open, certainly we'll be out there and we'll be doing these. If the college is closed, of course, we will not be there.
Paul, in the past, I hate to turn to the materialistic side of this, but how much have artists realized during this sale in the past few years?
Yeah, it's a great question. The beauty of this, actually, is that it is, it is sort of workforce development for artists who are our students. So artists, we keep a small percentage, we keep a 20% commission, but that commission fee goes into the coffers of the WKCTC Art Club. So that basically funds student enrichment programs, and they have authority and the voice over how they spend those monies. So we manage that and we assist in that, but it provides them with funds for field trips or for National Portfolio Day or whatever it is that their board of directors and their members decide that they wish to do with those funds. And last year, I think we generated about $1,300 for them through the sale and sold around $7,000 worth of artwork to people inside this community. So it's really, really great that people turn out and support it. And I just want to be on the record for thanking our faculty and staff as well. They really supported this event and sort of make this sort of a warm in-house experience as well.
Any idea on the traffic of buyers that you've seen in the past? It sounds like a pretty brisk event.
It is. It's really quite, it's a full house. It it gets busy in there. But we're well staffed and we're a well-oiled machine at this point. Dodd, who manages much of this exhibition and sale for us, has got this down pretty tight. And then we have, you know, a group of volunteers. Everybody who participates has to, you know, sort of like a co-op gallery, has to serve a number of hours in support of the event. So we got plenty of people on hand, and we like it busy. Right? That's the beauty of this.
Price range of items?
Excuse me?
What would be the price range of items?
Oh, price range. They're remarkably affordable. I keep telling my students to raise their prices, but I think they prefer to sell the volume. And so things are generally around $25, I think, is the pretty median price range as I remember it. And the things that you get for $25 are pretty amazing.
I also think that when you go to a gallery sale, one is always concerned about the packing, and it sounds like you guys are all set up to handle that well.
Yeah, well, we have people there to wrap the works, and something that's new this year, as long as supplies last, anybody who purchases anything will take those things home in a beautiful canvas tote bag that has Paducah School of Art and Design's logo and Holiday Art Sale and printed on the side. So these are beautiful black canvas bags with our logo, and they'll be serviceable for, you know, for groceries and whatever for the year to come.
Paul, I just noticed the logo on the holiday sale poster. Is that new?
We do. We rebranded ourselves. With this past August, we absorbed the visual communications program from the college. So they're now formally a part of Paducah School of Art, formerly, and now Paducah School of Art and Design. So we redesigned our logo, and we renamed the school to sort of reflect that larger vision for our programs.
Indeed, you have a larger vision. What next?
Well, the completion, that's a great question. Now, the completion of our third of three buildings. Well, we've talked about this before. The listeners out there know that we have finished Madison Hall a year ago. We are maybe several months from completing, but scheduled to open a new 7,000-square-foot sculpture building, a dedicated sculpture building on the property at Madison Hall, and we have announced a campaign, a fundraising campaign, to support our occupation and renovation of the Kitchens Building, which is the historic property on Martin Luther King and A Street that the school owns and was originally gifted from the city for this purpose. So we are going to be renovating 25,000 square feet of that building. And as I understand it, we're scheduled to be opening that building in as early as August of 2015. So things are moving forward. We've got a little bit of legwork to do with the state legislature in terms of getting some funding secured for that. But we're confident with Paducah's recent designation as, an international city, a creative city by the United Nations, that we'll have that kind of support when we go to Frankfurt and our people go to Frankfurt and seek to authorize these funds.
Are you having a good time?
I'm having a great time. Does it sound like I'm having a great time? I'm having a great time.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It's an exciting time. We have really good support. Dr. Vizi is certainly the school's biggest advocate, and this certainly wouldn't be happening without her support. But Dr. McCall, the president of the KCTCS system, is very supportive. So, you know, I think this is a win-win for everybody. It's certainly very, very good for Paducah. The news from the United Nations was very good for us in terms of positioning the school for, you know, this kind of support that we're looking for. And I think that it's just sort of a beautiful confluence of events. Things are coming together in sort of a magical fashion.
Paul, what's the background of that United Nations designation?
Well, prior to this year, I don't know how many were actually named, but prior to this year, there were only 39 cities around the world that have received designation as a creative city. So this was something that was put together in terms of a grant application over 2 years ago, and we've recently received notification. The city of Paducah received notification that they have been granted this. So we are a creative city in the category of folk art and crafts. So we share that with such cities like Santa Fe is has that designation, a particular category, as well as Sapporo, Japan. So I think there may be a four in the folk art and crafts designation, and another other designations is literature and other, you know, sort of creative fields as well. But I think they're just over 40 or 43 or so at the conclusion of this year. So it's really rather significant, and in large measure, it has, you know, much of this falls to credit for the Quilt Museum and what the American Quilt Society has done in terms of putting Paducah on the map. But the art school, Paducah School of Art and Design, is also certainly significant and integral to both the designation and our being able to meet the goals that we stated we would in order to receive this designation. So we've already accomplished a good number of the things that we said we would if we received the designation, and we're well on track. Certainly between the Quilt Museum and the Paducah School of Art and Design, we're well on track to realizing the things that we said we would do in terms of meriting this sort of recognition.
Wow, that's all I can say. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to add today?
No, other than everybody keep your eye on the weather, and hopefully we'll see you all over the weekend. Hopefully things will be good and people can get out. And again, we're well prepared for this, and it helps the school a great deal in terms of being able to support the programs and the things that we want to do for our students. So it's a big day for us, a big weekend for us, and we hope you all come out and enjoy it with us.
Thanks for speaking with me today.
Okay, thank you, Kate. Always a pleasure.